As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the A to Z English Podcast.
Welcome to an A to Z English Quick Chat. We're going to surprise each other with a topic for the day and see where the conversation goes. Remember to check our website for study guide with vocabulary notes, discussion questions, as more, as well as links to our WhatsApp, Facebook, and other social media where you can join in the conversation. And I was thinking about something these days, guys, actually. We just started our new semester not too long ago, and one of my students asked me a question that's very popular here in Korea. They asked me what my MBTI is.
I keep hearing about that all the time, and I have no idea what that is.
Have you not done it?
No, I have not done it.
I finally did, because students asked me again and again and again. It's, yeah, Google it, Jack. You can do the test. It takes 15 minutes.
Tell our listeners quickly, just like one sentence, what is MBTI?
An MBTI is basically a psychology test, quote unquote. It's not very scientific, but kind of, that after you do the test, it tells you what your personality is. And these days, that in Korea for young people has replaced asking people what your blood type is, which for Americans, that's your astrology, right? Like what's your sign is how we would talk about it when we were younger. You know, if you're in the States, it's like, oh, hey, what's your sign? You know, that means something, like when your birthday is what's your sign.
Yeah. So, cause I didn't even know my blood type before I came here. Did you?
No, actually I didn't either.
Yeah. Which Korean people thought was crazy. Like, you don't know your blood type. I mean, I thought it was for, like, you know, in case I get hit by a bus, like, you know, I could quickly get the right blood, you know, in the hospital. But it had nothing to do with that. It was all about, your personality based on your blood type.
Let's start with the American style, and we can move to these other ones as well. Jack, so chill. What's your sign? I'm a Leo, by the way. I was born in the end of July. So I'm Leo, the lion is my star sign. What about you two? That makes sense.
Because you're extroverted. You're talking about how extroverted you are and doing these kind of things. That's a very Leo thing. I'm a Gemini. How about you, Jack?
I'm an Aquarius.
Hey, you know that we're actually all super compatible? Like, fire and air signs are super compatible, and Gemini, Aquarius, and Leo are like super compatible. So that's funny. That makes sense that we have a podcast together. This is very funny.
So clearly, for us here.
You're very into astrology then.
Yeah.
It's a trend for girls in my age group to be very into astrology. And I personally was pretty skeptical and didn't really know a lot about it. But I have a friend who works at like one of those shops where they sell like tarot cards and astrology things.
Sure.
And he told me all about it. And now I know how to read people's big six. So we can do that for another podcast. Like, I can read your big six, Kevin, and your big six, Jack.
What do you mean big six? What is big six?
Your rising, your sun sign, your moon sign, your Venus, your Mercury, and your Mars. And wow, they all mean different things about you. Like, it shows your personality profile more clearly.
Interesting. Maybe we should try this later just to see how they go. I'm going to admit here, I mean, you're clearly very into it. I tend to be pretty skeptical about these types of things. And so I think they're fun, but I don't put too much weight behind them.
Yeah, like, I know I'm an Aquarius, but I don't really know what that means. And I don't know how to, like, that's as deep as my knowledge goes, is just kind of like, what's your sign? Hey, I'm an Aquarius. What are you? You know, and I'm a Leo. Okay. But maybe, Sochil, you could like shed a little bit of light on like some of these things. Like, what, how many signs are there? Are there 12 or 13? Because I heard there was a new one. Is that true?
Oh, I didn't know that there was a new one. I don't know about that. Maybe there is, but there's 12 signs, and there's 3 earth, 3 air, 3 water, and 3 fire signs. And you and I are air signs, Jack, and Kevin's a fire sign. Mm. So yeah, and they each have their own personality profiles. I'm a Gemini, and I also tend to be a little skeptical, but I think it's a lot of fun. And I also think it does kind of match my personality a bit. And yeah, for Leos, what that usually means is a person tends to be charismatic, extroverted.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
That's just like a really simple breakdown. They tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist and prideful.
Ah, Kevin, they get nailed that, man. It's right there. I'm sorry. Okay.
Perfectionist for some things.
Yeah. If
we talk about cleaning my house, my wife would very much disagree with you on me being a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Jack, as an Aquarius, Aquarii tend to like being unique, seen as like different, having varied perspectives on things. They tend to be creative as well. And they do have a little bit of a lone wolf personality at times.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's kind of the profile. Wow,
that sounds pretty cool, actually. I like the Aquarius. Lone wolf, creative type. Very interesting. I don't know. Like I like to think of myself as creative, but I've seen some, I've met some amazing artists in my life. And then when I meet them, I go, poof, I'm not an artist, you know, like when you just meet someone that's so fantastic and creative, it kind of makes me feel a little bit down because I can't compete, you know, but.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be artistic to be creative necessarily, though. Mm-hmm. I was just having a conversation about this with another friend who also has an Aquarius placement, and he said the same thing, but then he realized like in work, he usually offers pretty creative solutions for things. And I was like, yeah, see, like there is definitely an air of creativity. It is not necessarily artistic, but creative.
That's interesting. I think that's true. I mean, there are definitely creative jobs. Like you think of creative jobs, you know, author, artist, singer, dancer, right? Those are creative jobs. But I would say every job requires some amount of creativity. Some maybe more, some maybe others, but every job, it's like, what's a better, faster, easier way to do this specific task? Whatever the job is, any job will have some amount of creativity in it. It's just a different style of creativity.
And we're all English teachers, so we're probably often, you know, before a class thinking of ways, you know, what can I make? What kind of activity can I design that will get the students to speak English? So that's being creative. I mean, it's maybe not glorified in the culture the same way being a movie star or a singer is. But, you know, I think the world needs creative, good teachers, too, even though we're underappreciated.
So I'd like to switch back. Socha, what I mentioned, I at the beginning, I mentioned the MBTI, right? Jack, you said you haven't done it. Socha, no. I'm going to bet you have.
I have done it.
You have.
Do you have any guesses as to what mine is?
I barely know what mine is. So
That's fair. I am an INFP.
INFP. Where's my phone? My phone has what mine is on it. What is INFP?
It's introverted, Whatever the N stands for, F is feeling, and I think P is practicing or something like that.
I think you're the exact opposite of mine. I just looked up what mine is. I used this one website. I mean, it's like the first one that when you Google MBTI, it's the first thing that comes up. Mine is the ESTJ, and there's only two for each one, right? Like,
yeah.
So since you and I have none of the same letters, that means that we are, well, I don't think this means opposite, like exactly, but yeah, opposite of MBTIs at least. But mine, all I know is it calls me the executive personality, which is I'm extroverted, observant, thinking, and judging personality traits.
Interesting.
Wait, I'm gonna look up what the INFP is because I've seen it before, but
I wonder where I'm. Do you think I'm like in the middle of you guys, like somewhere?
You should just do it on your own. I mean, like, yeah. I'd say between, I mean, the first one is introvert, extrovert. We talked about that in a recent episode of course. The other is like observing versus sensing, maybe.
Yeah. I know. So I'm an idealist. That's INFP, the idealist.
The idealist. Okay. Nice.
Help our listeners. What is an idealist? It's a person that
ideal is like the perfect, like they're looking for what's great out in the world, like they're trying to make their best self, maybe looking for what's good in other people as well, could be an idealist, you know. Yeah. Trying to, yeah,
young and people tend to be idealists, right? Like I'm and the older you get, you it tends to,
that's an interesting
a little
thing
bit
about the MBTI versus your horoscope sign, is that your MBTI can change over time.
Yes.
Right. So like if you take it, so you're the idealist now, but in, you know, next year, next year, or in 10 years, if you take it again, things might change. So maybe Jack's right. Maybe you're an idealist because you're young. And then once you get to Jack's ripe old age, then you're going to be more jaded.
Cynical. Yeah. Don't, you'll wear a trucker hat all the time and get mad at things.
I don't think Socha will ever wear a trucker hat.
No, I don't think so. Well, how about in Mexico, which is where you are? How is like horoscopes and astrology thought of there compared to the United States?
I know that it's trending as well for girls my age as well, but this is a very female dominated like thing. And actually I had a friend who had a theory on why it was. And she's like, it's because feminism and women care more about like personalities and like the cohesiveness of the group are trained to. Mm-hmm. So she had this theory on that was why. I don't really know why, but I know it's a trend amongst women and men tend to know this now. So like they'll tell you what their sign is. So here in Mexico, I've had guys be like, oh, eres la chica de los signos, which means are you like an astrology girl? And then like, tell me what their sign is. I'm like, okay. And there's an app that I don't have anymore, but it used to be like you could download it and it would tell you how compatible you were, like friendship wise or anything, with different, like the person's whole profile.
Yeah.
And I remember, nice. Yeah, people would just tell me like, oh, I know what, they would know this because they put in their information. You just need the time that you were born, the location you were born, and the day that you were born.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, yeah. So it's because, yeah, that's what your horoscope, it's based on. Like, I mean, the date that you're born is the main thing, but well, my birthday is in the end of July, but although I was born on July 24th in America, that exact time here in Korea would have been the 25th. So you need to know like that location things to, in order to get, because it's exact. If you're doing it correctly, it's exactly where all the planets were aligned exactly when you were born for that.
So, like the funny thing is like what's old is new again, right? Because like in the 1970s, this, you know, astrology was a big thing. Like, you know, at a party, a guy would ask a woman, hey, what's your sign, or vice versa. And it seems like it's kind of come back again and it's in style or en vogue again to,
yeah, you know, just different styles with MBTI now or blood types or other things.
And apps and new technologies, but it's still, yeah, it's interesting.
Nice. Well, so for everybody out there who is listening, what about you? What's your sign or your MBTI, or what do you do in your country for this? Like we said, here in Korea, blood type is a really big thing, and in America, it's really not. So when you're looking for that quick personality test or way to know something about someone. What do you do? What do you look for in your country? And what does it mean? And then what's your sign or what's your whatever it is in your country? So thanks everybody for listening. Remember to check our webpage and you can join our WhatsApp group to tell us what you think or comment on Facebook or the webpage itself. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a quick 5-star review and a quick comment. That would really help other people to come to A to Z to tell us what their sign is. So we'll see you all next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.